Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show, 731. Good morning, gentlemen.
Here we go. Here we go.
Today, we are going to talk about man's greatest invention, along with the solar eclipse.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's crazy.
What? Last time it happened was 99 years ago, bro.
Was it a full solar eclipse?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 300 years ago.
I'm pretty sure something said it hasn't happened in 99 years. That's all I've seen.
We're going to talk all about this. We had a lot to cover today. Most importantly, don't look at the sun, for God's sakes.
Right. Unless you got those glasses.
Even then, what kind of sick son of, there's been a lot of like fake glasses.
Yeah.
What kind of sick son of a bitch?
There's a couple things I watched last night. I know how you can tell if they're real or not.
How?
It's got to have a name, like an actual name on it of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Like the fake ones are just blank.
Yeah.
And there's also a code that's on each one. It's like a certified solar glasses code.
I still wouldn't.
You still got to be careful. I mean, you can just like Photoshop that on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So. Why does that mic always do that? Do you hear that tingy?
Yeah.
Tingy-ass microphone?
Aliens.
Aliens, bro. It's because of the eclipse, man.
The eclipse and aliens.
Oh, man. So anyway, let's talk about man's greatest invention after this. Rock 107 WIRX, the Tandy Morning Show. Brock, Hunter, intern Tony.
Hello.
You're damn right, Brock.
You're damn right. I want to get buttery in there, too.
Oh,
I
got to
get buttery. Anyway, 925-WIRX, 925-9479, talking about man's greatest invention. Do you have man's greatest invention? What, in your mind, in all of mankind, what is man's greatest invention?
Let me think here. No, I don't really have to think too much. Beer. How about that? How about that? Take
you
that
know
one,
what?
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
And that all was right. invented a long time ago, too.
It was, man.
It really is. It's an amazing invention.
What if who invented beer?
Some beautiful son of a bitch that I want to kiss right on the mouth.
You know what? I think his name was Charlie Hops, because there's an Irish song about it.
I got it.
Yeah, look it up, intern Tony. Beer is a great invention. It's a painkiller. It's an aphrodisiac. It's a good time lubricant, if you will.
Oh, yeah.
It's been used for many things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really cool documentary
Maybe
that
we
they
should
played.
Just say alcohol.
Alcohol in general, yeah. Beer, alcohol, any fermented spirit.
Exactly.
Yes.
Who invented it? Who invented beer?
It looks like if you're looking for the earliest recipe for beer, you're gonna go back to ancient Iraq.
It's the headphones.
Yeah.
Ancient Iraq?
Yeah, that's what it's saying here.
Good Lord.
Like 12,000 years ago.
Wow.
Something good that
God,
came out
that
of
that probably had to be warm beer, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's
just sandy beer.
The guy who made it so we could have cold beer. That's the greatest invent, cold beer.
You know what? Maybe we should put this on ice.
Wait a minute. You're on to something.
This is mostly just like, again, like you said, dry barley, rice, honey, and fruit.
Yeah,
they just let it like sit and ferment.
I think that was mead, actually. It was kind of like the same, like beer, mead, tomato, tomato. Anyway, good one, good one. I'm going to have to say the Thighmaster.
Giggity, giggity, giggity.
No, all right. In all seriousness, though, I'll have to say like modern medicine, like the things we've done with like penicillin and all these, it really is... You think about all the death and everything that was going on before that. And like these, which by the way, if you're an anti-vaxxer, you're a moron. I'm going to say that right now. I got no problem getting into that argument. I mean, vaccines alone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've polio is gone because of medicine. You know,
saved millions and millions of lives. That's
well, actually,
sure.
I should say polio is gone except for the idiots that decide to not to vaccinate their children. Anyway,
seriously.
But modern medicine, definitely for me, probably behind that. Internet. I mean, our internet is unbelievable. I hope I didn't take yours, Tony. What's yours?
No, you didn't. Laser pointers, or just lasers in general.
Oh.
I don't know, you can use them to like track missiles, like cataracts or LASIK eye surgery.
Yeah. Oh, the amount of surgeries now that are
messing
being
with your cat.
When you're high, playing with your cat with the laser. Look at that, man. He's following it around. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. We want to hear what you think is mankind's greatest invention.
Yeah.
Rock 107 WIRX. Hunter's still pooping.
It's nothing new.
Hurry up, Hunter. Hurry up. On 747, talking about mankind's greatest invention today. We had some great comments on Facebook. Some great ones and some stupid ones,
of course.
Let's see. Randy Frank Jr. said mac and cheese. Well, let's be honest. That is a really good invention. Someone's like, hey, I have this noodle, and I have this cheese. Boom! Heat it up. It's genius. Tony said soap. That actually is a really good, not you, Tony, a different Tony.
I don't remember.
Don't remember typing that. Honestly, soap, basic human hygiene, as we got better with that, that's a good thing.
The toilet.
That is a great invention. To go along with that, Jen Wagner, one of our sales ladies, she said sewer systems. The Romans had an amazing sewer system, and that's true.
Great back then.
Well, yeah, very clean. Well, you could be like back in the day when they just threw it out their windows. Ugh.
God,
like
really?
Ugh.
Just throw it out the window.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, but like old England, like you think about medieval times, it just had to be disgusting.
Going back to the Roman times, didn't they like take massive like showers, as in like everybody would take a shower at once?
They had bathhouses. Yeah. They had bathhouses. But actually, like the Romans, they were actually very civilized, very clean. Mm-hmm. And again, every house had running water. It's crazy because of the aqueducts that they built.
It's kind of crazy to think about that.
Yeah, nuts.
It's made out of stone and they have running water.
Yeah, right. And they were all just doing it all the time. Sounded great.
They're all ripped.
They were. Walking around naked, just ripped. God, good old times. Let's see. Joe Young said Harley Davidson. Joe, one of our BC riders. Let's see. Kevin said cars, airplanes, helicopters. Yeah, I mean, flying, pretty epic. Yeah. And it's still fairly new.
I just got a really cool drone recently. That's pretty extensive in the technology department.
You think about it, and you got a really, really nice drone, but what's going to be crazy is the drones like you have eventually, it's not going to take long to where they're going to be sold in Walmart at the kids. I mean, you can already buy cheap drones that aren't as good, but it's nuts, man.
Every time I fly it, I still just, it blows my mind.
Blows your mind. Like, what is
going on, dude? I can really buy these?
Nuts.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, it's great. And the video it shoots.
Yeah, it's something you can fly with a camera on it wherever you pretty much want to.
You can put on a VR, headset and fly that thing around. It's nuts. Absolutely nuts. I think, though, this is the best answer. Steve Wood said, the guy in me wants to say internet porn, but the decent human in me wants to say modern medicine. You're not a decent human being, Steve. Come on. It's
say
porn.
Say both. You can go with both.
Let's go with both. We could have medicine and porn.
It's like the complete opposite of...
Sometimes you have to take medicine to get the finished results of the porn.
Exactly.
I love it. I love it. Yes, Viagra is the best invention ever.
They got a chat with you.